Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Koji Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. Today's episode is a special program, the Tour of African Gastronomy Talk Series, where featured chefs of UNWTO's Tour of African Gastronomy Journal speak to us on their culinary journeys. President of Chefs Association of Ghana, Chef Isaac K. Saki, is my guest. Chef Isaac Saki, through his culinary profession, has traveled across the world to acquire expertise on current culinary trends as a judge for cooking competitions and organize food workshops. Good afternoon and welcome to the podcast. And tell me more about, introduce yourself, who you are.
I'm Chef Isaac Saki.
Okay.
I'm a professor of association with Ghana. And at the same time, CEO of Food and Logistics.
Okay. Good. And what brought you into being a chef or into gastronomy?
Into the food industry.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, of course. Then I started my career with 2005.
Okay.
By then, I was going to buy a Wachi,
okay,
which is one of my inspiration.
Okay.
So according to what the woman was doing, I admire it, and later I realized that, no, I think there's more for me to do on that regard. And because of that, I went to Novotel Hotel,
okay,
to go and work there as a steward. And later I need to be a commie,
okay,
before I went back to vocational school to go and have the actual knowledge about the food,
okay,
before I returned back to Novotel as a cook. So somewhere 2005, 2006, then I was a cook by then, for me to admire how the food industry and how best, you know, when we talk of a professional chef, you need to get a lot of knowledge about,
yes,
that. It shouldn't be like the way how our mothers and other staff cook. And at the same time, you are going to add innovation and as well as taste to the food. So because of that, I need to get a lot of experience in terms of academia and other stuff. That is why I went back to school. So that is where it started from.
Okay. So that's wonderful, Jenny. And at what point in time did you have an inspiration from home or something? Did your parents know that you wanted to be a chef?
It
wasn't very popular.
It wasn't easy, yeah, especially within the locality that I'm coming from.
Okay.
Because when you talk of being a chef, a lot of people asked. In Ghana here, most of the cooking is being done by the women.
Okay.
So when I said, oh, mommy, I want to go back, I want to go to school to go, they were like, how can this be possible? We wanted you to go and learn something to be a lawyer or whatever. So how can you go back to? But because of how sometimes my parents understand me, I was able to talk to them for them to understand what I want to do in the future.
Okay.
For me.
Let's come back to now you being a chef.
Yeah.
What have been some of the influences that you've seen from food? Because remember that, yes, you're a Ghanaian chef, but you have knowledge of, you know, different types of cuisines.
Yeah.
And how has it influenced the way you prepare your foods or the way you present your stuff? What's the main thing that you've learned since being a chef?
Yeah, I think way back in 2005 when I started from Novotel, by then, let me go back to what we were saying with regard to women's in cooking.
Okay.
I remember when I went to Novotel, by then the executive chef over there is a woman.
Okay.
The second in command is also a woman, and the third one was also a woman. So all the entire kitchen is being
controlled
by women.
Mm-hmm.
So by then, the way they normally present the food, and if you look at the texture of our cuisine, especially Ghanaian cuisine, it's being influenced by a lot of ethnicity.
Yeah.
on how some of our food is. So I get admire with some of even the presentation that we attach it to the food to attract most of the customers within the restaurant. Because of that, I started doing a lot of more research into that to find out what other way can we present our food to reach a certain standard. So presentation, the texture, and by then I try to understand and also understand the presentation of food. And through tasting, I was able to develop, as I'm speaking to you, if you put food here and I taste it, with the texture and the content, I can able to determine how you were able to prepare the food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, in terms of continental, even Africa and beyond Africa, what has been some of your interest, you know, in going beyond Ghanaian food?
But if you look at, especially within our West Africa sub-region, you realize that we have a similar ingredient.
Yeah.
At the same time, similar food. I remember in 2017, I went to Nigeria, which one of the chefs said, okay, chef, we want to give you fufu.
Yeah.
And at the same time, agushi soup.
Yeah.
I was like, we have agushi in Ghana. So what kind of agushi is this guy talking about?
Yeah.
Then later he need to come with the food, and I realized that the same ingredient that we have here is running through. Because of that, we were able to develop a project called West African Food Festival by bringing a lot of West African country to Ghana to come and see whether what we are saying is really true. And yes, it was identified, and we realized that we have the same ingredient. The ingredient that we have here in Ghana is running through West Africa, but just that the preparation of the food in terms of the method is quite similar or different from each other. So the taste and everything is quite significant around this sub-region.
Okay. Now, yes, you are a featured chef in the UWTU's Tour of African Gastronomy. You put some recipes there.
Yes.
Take us through that.
I think I was contacted by Ghana Tourism Authority to put all those things together. And I choose Wache because if you look at the method, and at the same time, if you look at the nutritive value of Wache, you realize that Wache has all the components of nutritive value. Because if you want to find protein, you can find it there. If you want to find carbon, it's there. At the same time, the roughages or maybe vitamins, you can also find that one in the salad and other stuff. So I realized that, why can't I put this Wache together to present it in different way, like different from what we normally see in our streets to the world. And at the same time, if you look at the presentation, there's a pink color, and at the same time you can get a white color, which is the egg, and at the same time the garofoto, which you can also get the reddish aspect. So you realize that in the one plate we can get a lot of colors within one plate.
Okay, but that's why you go for the contentious jollof rice between Ghana, Nigeria, Gambia, Senegal.
Yes, jollof is not one of our local dish. It's not, you know, jollof is being originated from Senegal, and a lot of countries within Africa started adding trace to it, so that it will be. And as I'm speaking to you, Ghana has taken the battle to be the owner of jollof. But if you look at the components, like I said, in terms of the Wache, you can get all the nutrients that you need from this one. And at the same time, the color.
I agree with you. But again, if you want to go into the history and the traces, you have some things here that, you know, go as far as the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
You know, so we can talk about all of that. But again, one area that I would also seek your opinion on is, how do you think, from your experience and from what you do, do you think that we've not used food to promote our country enough. Gastronomy.
Yeah, of course.
And what can be done to remedy that?
Yes, I think we have not done a lot through our culinary tourism. Because if you go to most of other countries, like maybe beyond West Africa, realize that immediately you go, especially through the ministry and others, before you come out from that place, they will give you their recipe book for you to just go through to see what they have in their country. Meanwhile, we don't have it here in Ghana here. We don't have any recipe book which is being standardized by the Ministry of Tourism or the Education Service to even teach the student in the school. We don't have. So at the end of the day, if there's the country that we live in, we are trying to promote tourism at the same time, trying to promote culture, and we don't have any book written to teach this student or to teach the tourists who are visiting the country to know where about our cuisine
and
at the same time.
Because we are living in a very,
of course,
technologized world.
Because today, if you look, most people, when they visit Ghana, I think because of our attraction center and others, they were able to visit Kakum and other stuff. They just go there to see the site.
Yeah.
But in terms of the food, they just taste it.
Okay.
They just maybe buy one or two stuff. But when they go, they don't have anything to even show to the people that, oh, when I went to Ghana, these are the recipe. This is what exactly I bought from the country, apart from the eating.
So as the president of the Chef Association of Ghana, now looking for solutions, what initiative are you taking to, first of all, to ensure that we document some of the recipes and we don't lose, because if you don't document, you lose the food. And then how some of our dishes may, if for lack of a better word, be out of the system. What are you doing to preserve that?
Yeah, as I'm speaking to you, we are working very slow with Ministry of Tourism, through Ghana Tourism Authority, to put all these recipes together, which we have formed a committee. And our minister designate is quite very interesting with that kind of project.
Okay.
So we hope that maybe within this year, we can able to say that, oh, Ghana, we now have a recipe book that we can able to use to teach the student. At the same time, all Ghana machines abroad or whatever, we can able to send some of this recipe book to those areas, so that anybody who visits the mission will realize that apart from coming to see the site, this is the real food that we have. So even by then, the tourists will have that kind of experience, will have that kind of feeling, and will be anxious to come and see, oh, in terms of how they have presented the watches, and I definitely need to go to Ghana to go and see how it is.
Now, my final question to you is that, in Ghana, and again in the hotels, restaurant, and all of that, how are you, through your association, pushing and ensuring that, you know, Ghanaian food and Ghanaian gastronomy is being promoted, you know, across?
I think we have a project that we are running as an association, so that most of the chefs, especially from 5-star hotel to 2-star hotel level, can able to put our local cuisine in the front line of their menu. Because I don't know if you visit some of the hotel during the weekend, realize that they have a whole lot of Ghanaian cuisine on their buffet menus, which we are working on it very seriously. So we hope that maybe roughly by 1 year, 2 years later, Ghanaian food will be one of the number one on the on the recipe or the menu that we have in most of the hotels in Ghana.
As you wrap up, what is your next step as a chef, as a person, you know, in your journey with gastronomy? What do you like
I said, through the food and other stuff, I realized that I think we need to do more research into our food.
Okay.
And because of that, we need to get a lot of knowledge on that. That is why I decided to further my education.
Okay.
So that we can able to put more zeal or more touch to the food that we have. We need to, apart from the association doing a recipe, we have to get other versions and other personality writing most of our recipe in terms of different innovation, so that the children who are coming realize that, oh, I know this chef is the one who was able to do this kind of menu. To read more about the chef at the same time, our cuisine that we have in Ghana.
That was my final question, but let me just add this one again. What's, because usually when we talk about gastronomy, you know, it comprises the food, beverage, etc. We don't usually see that you say, okay, this Ghanaian food will match with this drink, or you can do with this. In that area, what are you guys doing about it? Because it is very key.
Of course.
Not to talk about only in the cuisines, but the entire gastronomy culture of Ghana. Have you made any steps on that?
Yeah, we are working on that as well.
Okay.
So that we can able to pair most of our food with a drink. We all know Soboro. We need to find out what food will go with the Soboro.
Okay.
And the Asana and all those things, especially our local authentic drink.
Okay.
That is what we are working to pair with all those kind of food into the system.
Chef Saki, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, and I'm so grateful.